Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2386, 9 Simple Sleep Strategies for Busy Weightlifters, Part 2, by Daniel Friedman of BachPerformance.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And then every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. And today's Wednesday, so here we go. Quote, sufficient sleep, exercise, healthy food, friendship, and peace of mind are necessities, not luxuries. Mark Halperin. All right, now today's post is part 2 of a longer post. If you missed part 1, then I'd recommend going back and listening to that first. That was episode 2385. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. 9 Simple Sleep Strategies for Busy Weightlifters. Part 2, by Daniel Friedman of BachPerformance.com. Tip number 4, avoid screens 30 minutes before bed. Today, much of our lives are lived on a screen. Cell phones, tablets, computers, and your television all keep you connected 24/7. There are benefits, including an endless variety of entertainment and answers to every question under the sun in a fraction of a second. One of the biggest drawbacks of high-tech screens is the exposure to blue light. From an eye health perspective, blue light puts excess strain on your eyes and may damage retinal cells, potentially increasing the risk of age-related macular degeneration. When it comes to sleep, blue light suppresses the release of melatonin, disrupting your natural sleep patterns. I love catching an episode of Ballers, a movie, or scanning puppy videos on the gram as much as the next person, but there is a price. Here's what I recommend instead of late-night surfing. Trade late-night screen time for a book or journaling for the last 30 minutes before bedtime. Turn down all your screens. Turn the light as low as possible when working after sundown. This reduces the impact of harmful blue light. Use f.lux on computer screens. This app blocks the blue light on your computer. Wear blue light blocking glasses. You've probably seen the dorky glasses with yellow lenses, right? These aren't just for dressing up like Elton John. These glasses block the harmful blue light that impairs quality sleep. Some brands like MVMT offer stylish variations, if that's your thing. Altogether, we need to calm down and signal to our body that it's time to rest. Unfortunately, many of the mindless habits like watching late night TV, scanning social media, or working in bed send the opposite signal. You must protect the asset. The best way to do so is to reduce blue light exposure in the evenings to sleep better. Tip number 5, work out consistently. The best time to work out is whenever you will do it consistently. But if I had to pick one time of day, it would be morning. Why? First, when you work out in the morning, you'll naturally increase endorphins or the feel-good hormones. This is the best way to start off on a positive note. Second, the longer you wait to work out, the easier it is for another meeting, task, or frankly, laziness, to set in, causing you to miss a workout. Third, working out too late in the evening can keep your body temperature elevated for 4 to 6 hours post-workout. The problem is that your body wants to cool down to release rest-promoting chemicals to help you sleep. If you wait until the evening, your body can still run hot, preventing it from powering down and leaving you staring at the ceiling fan wondering why you can't sleep, rather than catching your Z's. Tip number 6, avoid late night alcohol. We're all adults here. We're not going to tell you not to drink. But if you do partake, try to abstain from alcohol 2 to 3 hours before bed. Why? It's been shown a nightcap can help you fall asleep faster. Heck, most of us can probably attest to that. Unfortunately, alcohol impairs many essential components of sleep, namely REM, or rapid eye movement, or deep sleep. Even though an old-fashioned may help you fall asleep faster, you won't sleep well. You'll be more likely to wake up during the night and then wake up the next morning unrested and groggy, not sharp and energized. Tip number 7, write down tomorrow's to-do list. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You know you need sleep, but you can't stop thinking of how busy your day is tomorrow. You're tired, but wired. You want to sleep, but the never-ending to-do list is calling your name. Now you're stressed because you have a ton to do and can't sleep. And you can't sleep because you're thinking about the never-ending to-do list. The vicious cycle repeats itself until 3 a.m. when you realize you need to roll out of bed in 3 hours. Sound familiar? It does to me too. The best thing I've ever done to escape the frantic mindset is to write down everything I need to do tomorrow before ending my workday. It sounds crazy, but planning an extra 15 minutes to get everything down on paper and outline a rough schedule is a game changer. Write it down hour by hour and leave it for tomorrow. Trust me, you'll thank me when you wake up. Tip number 8, stick to an evening routine. As mentioned, our bodies like consistency due to the role of circadian rhythms. Each evening, I stick to a simple routine. I step away from screens 60 minutes before bed. I try to have a good conversation with friends, family, or if all else fails, my dog. We all do this, right? You can also meditate or journal or read a book. Whatever the case, work to avoid screen time and diving into another work project. Your body needs its rest if you're going to look, feel, and perform your best. A nighttime routine is a simple way to maximize the rest you can get. And finally, tip number 9, turn your bedroom into a cave. Fun fact, your skin actually has photoreceptors, much like the retina of your eye. Though you can't technically see through your skin, your body can sense light, impairing melatonin secretion and decreasing sleep quality. Trippy, right? Well, as it pertains to sleep, this means you need to make your room as dark as possible. Sleep masks can help, but they don't block the photoreceptors on your skin from absorbing sleep quality reducing light. Use blackout shades and remove all lights from your room. Put your phone in another room. You don't need it attached to your hip anyway. If you need an alarm, pick up an old school alarm instead. Even small lights have been shown to impair sleep quality. Go the F to sleep. At Bach Performance, our motto is, success comes from the ruthless execution of the basics. Yet, why do we put sleep on the back burner? Only you can answer this question. And while I realize blocking off 8 hours isn't always possible given your schedule or your family, you need to make the best of what you've got. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, 9 Simple Sleep Strategies for Busy Weightlifters, by Daniel Friedman of BachPerformance.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love all of Daniel's suggestions. So many of his strategies are things I've ranted and raved about on this show so many times before. Now, I do want to highlight a couple of really important things. First, exercise. He's absolutely right about the best time of day to get in that workout. The best time of day is whenever you have the time to do it. My clients would often tell me, between finishing my work, taking care of the kids, cooking dinner, and getting the kids to bed, the only time I have to work out is right before my bedtime. And here's how I would respond. If that's the only time you have, then that's fine. It's better than not exercising at all. Now you're probably thinking, but Dr. Neil, aren't you the one who always talks about how important sleep is and to make that a priority? What gives? Well, as Daniel mentioned in his post, and something I agree with, exercising right before bed is not ideal. In fact, he said if he had to pick the ideal time, it would be to exercise in the morning. But skipping exercise altogether is the worst of all these choices. Plus, studies are finding that exercising later in the evening may not affect everyone the same way. Some studies have found that exercising in the afternoon, for example, may help those with diabetes better control their blood sugar. Other studies are finding that some folks get a great night's sleep even if they squeeze in a workout before bed. So again, if evenings are the only time you have for some structured activity, then so be it. Try it out. If you find it does in fact mess up your sleep cycle, then we'll have to find a different time of day to squeeze in that workout. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.